Today's Bible reading is taken from Psalm 34, verses 1 to 8. I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with his praise. I live and breathe God. If things aren't going well, hear this and be happy. Join me in spreading the news. Together, let's get the word out. God met me more than halfway. He freed me from my anxious fears. Look at him. Give him your warmest smile. Never hide your feelings from him. When I was desperate, I called out, and God got me out of a tight spot. God's angel sets up a circle of protection around us while we pray. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him.
Good morning, everyone. I have my friend Splash with me today. Splash is a watering can. He helps water the sunflowers. You belong to Esther. Yes, I know you belong to Esther. But you're my friend too, aren't you? Most of the time. I put water in your bottom and pour it out your head. Yeah. I think we'll... Before he says anything rude. There we go. Right, well, I've got a lot of things to tell you this morning, and I could have told you loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of things, because I find harvest really exciting, and I didn't want to wear my tractor outfit, because I might not fit through the benches. But I've put them down here, so we're not here all day. Okay, so some important things. We are thinking about what we've just done here with our... about tasting and seeing. Okay. So, first of all, what I want you to do is I want you to think really carefully. What is your favourite food? And then tell the person next to you. Have a think. Oh, I wonder if what you thought of was the same thing as the person next to you. Put your hand up if it was the same thing. Oh, we've got one hand. Okay. Right. So keep that thought in your head, your favourite food. I was trying to think what my favourite food was this morning, but I couldn't quite work it out. Okay. So, one of the things I really like is chocolate. And I've got some in my bag. Ooh. Hello, chocolate. Where are you? Oh. It's a really big bag of chocolate. Okay. I need a volunteer who has no allergies. First hand up was Esther. And I know she doesn't because she's mine. So it's safe to feed her a chocolate button. This is an experiment. Who likes experiments? I love experiments. You never know what's going to happen. What's going to happen if we put a chocolate button in Esther's mouth? Have a think. See if you can work out what might happen. It's going to be digested. That's a good idea. Let me see if I can get one out. Oh, here we go. Right. We're just one. Right. Are you ready? We need a 3, 2, 1. Are you ready? And we're going to see what happens. Will she explode? Will she change colour? What will happen? Right. 3, 2, 1. Oh, look at everyone. Look at her face. What's she doing?
Nothing's changed.
Your mouth feels like chocolate. I think she showed us that she was enjoying that. I think there might be a slight problem, though. What happens if you have one chocolate button? You want more? Yeah? Oh, so there are some good things in our lives where we have a little bit and we think, oh, that's amazing. I want more of that. So let's keep that in our minds for later. Okay. Esther, when you have the chocolate, could you just taste it? Or could you do something else with it as well? With your senses. Did you smell the chocolate?
Not really, because it's in the
mouth. Oh, okay. Well, have a little sniff.
No.
Now you can. Oh, so good. Oh. Oh, no, I better carry on with the talk. Right. Thank you very much, Esther. That was really helpful. So, chocolate problem. Have a little bit. Want loads more. Okay. Now, what would happen, here's our next question, what would happen if I ate a small piece of very hot chilli? Oh, put your hand up if you like chilli. Oh, I didn't bring one with me. You'll be pleased to hear. Because I didn't want to feed it to any of the brownies or guides or rainbows, because I did not want them to explode. So, has anyone got any ideas about what might happen if you eat a piece of chilli? Jane?
Your mouth will be super hot.
Your mouth will get super hot. Great answer. That is one of the answers I've got down here. Excellent. Anyone else? Oh, we've got hands at the back. David? You might explode. You won't. Are you sure? Have you tried it? Okay, excellent. That's good to know. Ben?
I know what will happen. You have two pieces of it, like you have this humour together where you put too much in, and I put too much in, and you sat there looking miserable. And I'm sitting there miserable, and my little cry
so. Okay, so me and Ben made a dish together. I told him that I needed to put the chilli flakes in, not him, because I didn't want it too hot. Oh dear. I still put too many in. I cried. He laughed. Yes. I'm not very good with chilli. So if I have a little bit of chilli, this is sort of what happens, okay? My children might laugh at me. I might cry. I might need a lot of yoghurt. I might get a sore tummy, and I might die. Yeah, because I went out for a curry with some friends a long time ago where our meals got mixed up. Don't ever, if you don't like curry and hot things, sit next to the person that goes, "Get me the hottest thing you've got." Because if your meals get mixed up, you might have an experience like me where I thought I was going to die. I had to lay on the bench while my friends passed all the yoghurt down the table, all the water, but it's okay because I'm still here. We're all right. Excellent. So, tasting is really good, unless it's something that doesn't do you very good in your tummy, like chilli for me. Okay, so we thought about tasting, and I thought we'd try something. I need a helper for this. Is Simba here today? Because he's really good at this sort of helping. No, he's not. Simba, excellent. I'm really glad you're here. You are really good at helping me with things, aren't you? Right. Everyone else can join in, but Simba's going to help me. Nice to see you. Right. What do we use when we taste? Which bit of our body tastes? Our tongue. So shall we stick our tongues out? This isn't us being rude. This is just us showing you our tongues. Now, if you put your tongue out, I want you to say taste at the same time. It's super easy. Have a try.
Taste.
I've been practicing this all week and I still can't do it. Taste. Oh. So that's what you need to remember. We've thought about taste. And now we're going to think about seeing. Ooh. So we can have binoculars. What are you going to have, Simba? Are you going to have binoculars or a telescope? David's got an amazing telescope that sees into space.
Telescope.
Or are you going to do that crazy thing where you put your hands backwards that I can't do with my glasses on? Where you get crazy glasses? Oh, very good. You've gone for telescope. Excellent. Right, so seeing. Okay, have you ever watched an advert on telly for some food? And this sort of thing has happened. Right, Simba, what I need you to do is I need you to show everyone this amazing food. Could you hold it up? Lovely. And we're going to do an advert. Are you ready? Show everyone. Lovely. This is not just a potato. It's a deliciously fresh and versatile potato, full of nutritious, vegetable-y goodness. You have not experienced potato until you have sampled this beauty. Do you think you want to eat the potato more now? No, don't eat it! Sorry, Simba, don't worry, you don't have to eat it. It's not cooked. Oh my goodness, I didn't know he was going to do it. It might give you a tummy ache. But if we cooked it now, do you think you would want to eat it? Yes, you are a star. Right, who else might like to eat this wonderful potato? Oh, not many. Do you think if I put it in the oven, or I chopped it up and put it in a deep fat fryer, that you might want to eat it more? Yeah, because what would happen? You wouldn't just be able to see it, would you? What else would you be able to do? Yes, you'd be able to smell it. Excellent. It doesn't smell as much at the moment, does it, Simba? No. Should we put that one down? Excellent. Right. Let's see what's next on my list of interesting things to say. Okay. Have you seen some food on telly that you thought, ooh, I'd love to try that? I always think on Bake Off and other cooking shows, you should be able to press your red button and then deliver it to your door. Ooh, I'd like to try that. Very good. Okay. Now, another thing about seeing. Do you know what happened to me this week, Simba? I went to the opticians. Do you remember all those times in Ketchup Club where I was going, I can't see what's going on? And now I can see. I can even see your dad at the back. It's amazing. So, something really sad happened to me when I went to have my eyes tested. So I felt very, very, very old. Yes, I would have laughed if it was someone else, but it was me. So I don't mind you giggling. They told me I needed, wait for it, varifocals. Oh, some of the grown-ups will know all about this. Some of you younger ones might be sitting there saying, what on earth is a varifocal? Well, it's very clever. Because my glasses now, if I look near the top, I can see Pete sat at the back near the flowers. Oh, hello, Pete. And if I look through the bottom, I can't see Pete, but I can read. Isn't that clever? All in one set of glasses. So we're thinking today about tasting and taste and seeing, and now I can see better. And let's see. The full experience is mind-blowing, it says here. Ah, I know some of you are really good at mind-blowing actions. Are we ready? Mind-blowing. Oh, the girls over here are amazing at that. So, if you go to a country fair or you go to a market, you might find, pre-COVID, oh dear, little samples of things for you to try on tiny little sticks. Oh, cheese counters, maybe some sausages. You never know what you're going to find. And you can have a taste and see if you want to buy it. Or if you're like my brothers, just keep going round and round the tent until you're full. Which is a bit crazy, isn't it? Okay. But who knows who Bruce Bogtrotter is? Oh, now Bruce Bogtrotter had a full experience of chocolate cake. He is in the Matilda book and he ate a whole chocolate cake. He didn't think he could, but his friends helped him. And they cheered him on and said, you can do it, Bruce! And he ate a whole massive chocolate cake. Oh, I don't think I could do that. Oh, And there's another Roald Dahl story where, I hope you don't do this at home, Simba, because I don't. I don't think that your dad would think that this is okay. Do you lick your wallpaper?
No.
No. It's not a normal thing to do, is it?
And it wouldn't be very tasty.
It would not be very tasty. But in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, they have wallpaper that tastes of different fruits. They have the different fruits printed on, and you can go and lick the wallpaper. It'd be a bit disgusting afterwards, wouldn't it? Yeah, that's a bit strange.
There was someone greedy there, and he was drinking some chocolate, and it was melted chocolate, and it was
food. You're right. That was Augustus Gloop, wasn't it? He had a lot of chocolate. He liked to eat lots and lots, didn't he? He was. So, we need to taste and we need to see to have the full experience of something, don't we? So, if I just looked at this chocolate button, doesn't really do anything, does it? But if I ate it, which I won't, because otherwise I'd have to talk and eat at the same time, which is a bit rude, I would get the full experience. Oh, it isn't polite. Well done, Simba. So, what makes you excited? What things are you thankful for that make you do a little dance? Is there something that you could say thank you to God for today? Because God gives good gifts, and God is good, and God is a good giver. And some of you have been good gifts. You've got things to say thank you for. Can you just tell us one?
My big brother.
Your big brother. God made your big brother. God thinks your big brother is amazing and that you're amazing. And he made all of us, didn't he?
Yes,
yeah,
sometimes cool. I make him too happy.
Oh, do you get overexcited? Excellent. That's a bit like doing a little dance. Are you excited about something? I get excited about Christmas. It's not yet. Calm down, Irene, calm down. Okay. So God made us to be like him and we can be givers too. We can show his goodness to everybody. Okay. And at Harvest, we think about that. We've been thinking about things to praise God for today. And we've been thinking about saying thank you. And we've been thinking about tasting and seeing the good things that God gives us. So, we've done some good sharing today, haven't we? Okay. So, coming to church today might have given you a small taste about God's amazing goodness. And if you'd like to know more about God's amazing goodness and his love for you, we have various things you could do to find out more. One of them is, what do we usually do on Sunday, Simba? We go over the road, don't we? We have Ketchup Club, where we learn lots of stories from the Bible and have fun together. And we have other groups for smaller children and our youth as well. And we've got something very exciting happening soon, Simba. Some of the grown-ups are going to come and do something called an Alpha Course. An Alpha Course helps people explore God's goodness and about how much God loves them. So that is a really fun thing to come and do. I hear there's going to be puddings, isn't that right, David? So you get to taste and see about God's goodness and puddings. Two of my favourite things, all in one. So if you'd like to know more about that, come and speak to one of us afterwards or somebody on the way out. Lovely. So at Harvest, we celebrate God's goodness. We show our thanks for the things he gives us and we share with others. So let's taste and see that God is good. Thank you for helping me, Simba. Nice one.